each other through it. Come on and see, good movement draws good movement.
Welcome to Good Movement Draws Good Movement, the podcast where farmers, ranchers, and rural folks can grow relationally through awareness, understanding, and effective communication. Hey, it's T. I'm your host, and I, along with my guests, will be covering topics related to drawing good movement. Things like self and social awareness, brain science, positive psychology, extending grace, and so much more. We'll share tools that can help you understand why you are the way you are, why others are the way they are, and how you can use that to step out of self-told lies with grace and compassion to draw good movement in conversations, relationships, and life in rural America. Let's go draw good movement. Welcome back to the Good Movement Draws Good Movement podcast. This episode is different than all the others up to this point. It's one of the actual lessons available inside the Good Movement Collective via the private podcast. In this lesson, we're going to go over the difference between motivations and behaviors, how the two are connected, and what to do with this information. First, we're going to go over what motivations and behaviors even are. Motivations, by definition, are the reason or reasons one has for acting or behaving in a particular way. With the Enneagram, a tool we'll be referencing a fair bit throughout the collective, motivation is the lens through which we view the world. And our core motivation is what determines our core Enneagram type. You'll find more on these motivations in the Enneagram section of the workbook, and we'll be talking about them in the Slack channel and in our group coaching calls. My personal belief that I cannot back up with science, only with experience and observation, is that we are born with our core motivation. It is our God-given gift and hardwiring. It's how we view the world, and it informs our perspective of every experience and event in our lives. Behaviors, on the other hand, by definition, are the ways in which one acts or conducts oneself. According to Dr. Becky Kennedy of Good Inside, behavior is never the story, but rather it's a clue to the bigger story. And long before I knew who Dr. Becky was, I wrote in the notes app of my phone, I do believe we're all shaped by our upbringings, experiences, etc., that there's always a reason why people behave and believe the way they do. In other words, our core motivations plus our experiences equal our behaviors. Behaviors are what we do and what others see. Motivation is unseen and unknown to others unless we tell them. Our behaviors are always informed in part by our motivations, but the same motivation does not always produce the same behavior. So, two people can exhibit the same behavior and be motivated completely differently. Taking my husband Tom and I, for example, and the behavior of cleaning. The behavior, like I said, is cleaning. But what motivates us to clean is different. As a type one, his core motivation is perfection, and he's got that pesky critic. So he'll clean to keep things good and right and have everything in its place, or he'll clean because the critic has gotten on to him about the state of things, or both. He likes to have things good, right, and everything in its place, and the critic is also getting on to him about the state of things. Myself, on the other hand, as a type 9, I'm motivated by keeping the peace. So I'll clean to keep the clutter low and the comfort level high. In other words, I don't feel as comfortable or as peaceful when the house is a wreck. But on occasion, I've also been known to clean because I know Tom prefers everything in its place. So in order to keep the peace between him and I will clean. The behavior, again, is cleaning, but the motivation to clean is different for both of us. On the flip side of that is the same motivation can yield completely different behaviors. Using myself and cleaning as an example yet again, as a 9 again, motivated by keeping the peace and also struggling with that weakness of sloth, I might clean for my comfort within or to avoid conflict between Tom and I, or I might let the mess sit because I don't want to experience the discomfort of having to pick up the living room for the 175th time after the kids have come through. Let's face it, the cleaning example behavior is pretty surface level, but I think it does a good job of illustrating this. And the specific example of cleaning versus not cleaning for me being motivated the same isn't really as accurate today as it was 5 or 6 years ago because the kids are older and aren't tiny tornadoes anymore. But again, it does illustrate how the same motivation can yield different behaviors. So there are a couple of takeaways in here. One of them is that you can't determine someone's Enneagram type based solely off their behaviors. And the other is that while our core motivations inform our perceptions, experiences and life events also carry a lot of weight in determining our behaviors. Also, I mean, I guess it falls under experiences and life events, but culture and society also carry a lot of weight in our behaviors along with our motivations. So now that we know how motivations and behaviors are different and how they're connected, let's talk a bit about what to do with this information and how to use it. As we've established, behaviors are a clue. There's always more to the story and a why behind the behavior. I like to use the analogy of a car here. I actually like the analogy so much. You may have heard it already, but here we go. We might know that our car is running crappy on account of a squeaky noise and a slight rattle. At that point, we have two choices. We can continue running it like that, or we can fix it. But we can't fix it unless we know why it's running crappy. The same is true for us as humans. We might know we're not running quite right based on our behaviors, and at that point, we again have two choices. We can continue to keep on keeping on in those behaviors, or we can choose to do something about them. But we can't do anything about them if we don't understand why we've got them in the first place. That's where motivation comes in. Our core motivation is the lens through which we view the world. It colors the way we see and informs the way we respond or react in any given situation. It is the why behind our behaviors. And when we know the why, we can use it to choose healthier behaviors, begin filling holes in our relational center, and healing. So here are some prompts to reflect on. These are also in the workbook, but I'm going to say them here too. If you do already know your core motivation, i.e. your Enneagram type, what are some common or recurring behaviors you've noticed that might be holding you back or don't yield the results you think they will? What are some behaviors that have served you well? What are the differences between the behaviors that serve you well and those that don't? If you don't already know your core motivation, i.e. your Enneagram type, reflect back on some recent events. What behaviors did you recognize in yourself? Sit with these for a minute. Are these recurring behaviors? If so, what are some common threads that tie them together? Situation, feeling in the moment, etc. Tug on these common threads and use them to help you narrow down the why or the motivation behind the behaviors. With that, I hope you've enjoyed this peek inside the collective. I know last week I said doors close March 26th, 2024 at 11:59 p.m., but I've decided to keep them open right up until the last minute. So the doors will stay open until tomorrow, March 27th, 2024 at 9:59 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time because our first live call begins at 10 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time. Like I said, the last minute. But you're going to want to run and not walk to the show notes and tap the link and join because there aren't many spots left. Until next time, draw good movement.
Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm so grateful for you. If you found value in this episode, I'd love for you to share with others who might also benefit from tuning in. Share by word of mouth, send it in a text, take a screenshot and post it on social media, or share however you prefer. And if you haven't already, hit the follow or subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, draw good movement.